This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أمين صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Is it allowed for a person to wish for death? يا جماعة, are you allowed to say, you know what, I wish I'm dead, or this life is miserable, death is better than this life? Are you allowed to say that? Okay, are you allowed to say that you wish to die a shaheed? يا جماعة, what's the difference? No comparison, right? There is no comparison. But what's the ruling on wishing for death? Let's see from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith number 40 in Riyad al-Salihin and the chapter of Sabr, قال, which is patience. قال وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابه. Let not one of you wish for death because of a misfortune which befalls him. Which means wishing for shahada is different. Right? You're looking for virtue right now. But because of a misfortune that befalls someone, you shouldn't be asking for death. قال, if he cannot help doing so, like قال, فَإِن كَانَ لَابُدَّ فَاعِلًا, if you had to wish for something, you had to wish for death, he should say the following, فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا كَانَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي وَتَوَفَّنِي إِن كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. رواه البخاري ومسلم. So instead, a person should say, oh Allah, keep me alive as long as you know that life is better for me, and make me die when death is better for me. Rawal Bukhari Muslim. Now, what does it mean here? Why you're not allowed to wish for death anyway? Why is that?
Being ungrateful.
Huh?
Being ungrateful.
Being ungrateful? What else? It shows what?
No rhythm.
There's no contentment. تسخط. If you remember, we talked about how people face misfortune in life, right? So the first category is what? Tasakhut, whining about it, complaining about it, and so on. And the second was what? Patience, sabr. And when it comes to sabr, we also learned that sabr, you are required to exercise sabr in three territories, three areas. Number one, as-sabru ala ta'atillah, showing patience when it comes to fulfilling Allah's obligations, like coming to the masjid, waking up for tahajjud, fasting, Ramadan. You need to be patient with that. The second category, showing patience against the prohibitions, like drinking and alcohol, for example, committing fornication, watching something haram. You need to restrain yourself, so that requires a lot of patience from you. And the third category, showing patience against what? Allah's qadr, that you have no control over, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, misfortunes happen, illness happen to somebody. I have no control over that stuff. I need to show patience towards these matters. This hadith, let's talk about the last one particularly. When someone's before, when a misfortune befalls somebody, and then they lose it. They don't show patience. They start whining and complaining and saying this and saying that, and then eventually they wish for themselves to be dead. So the reason why it's prohibited, because that shows a person is not satisfied with Allah's qadr. You don't show patience the way you should be as a believer when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment, when he rules a matter over these matters of qadr. So that's actually is now, it's a sin, considered a sin. Let alone somebody chooses to end their own lives. Because you don't own it in the first place. If you're not allowed even to wish for it, can you imagine how prohibited it is to do it and end it yourself? This is how dangerous that matter is. And then, so you're not allowed to wish for that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, gave us an alternative. He didn't just leave you like this without an alternative. He said, yeah, I understand. Sometimes things get hard and difficult. The alternative is to do what? To delegate the matters of life and death to who? The one who knows what is best for you. You don't know the future. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the only to know the future. يَقُلْ مَنْ يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla. So He's the one who knows al-ghayb, what's in the future for you. So I don't know. So therefore, I'd rather delegate this matter to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Allah, if you know that life is better for me, then extend my life. And if you know death is better for me, Ya Allah, make it happen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even told us another hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من ميت إلا ويندم وسيندم. No one dies, but they will be regretful. He said, قال فمن كان محسنا If you did well, you would regret for what? Not doing more. Not doing better. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُسِيئًا نَدِمَ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْتَعْتِبْ. Did not repent before they died. Everybody is going to be remorseful because they wish they would have more of the good deed that they haven't done, or they could have done more. Everybody. So if this is the case, then a dua to make your life short like this is not believing in Allah's qadr, and you would probably lose an opportunity that would be way better for you if you stayed a little bit longer. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Since it's hard on you today, you have opportunity for twice the fortune, inshallah, that comes later. So you need to be a little bit patient, endure that, and go forward with your life. The Day of Judgment, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابَنِ. This is the day of deceit. Why is that? Because everybody will feel they were deceived. You feel you were deceived. How so? Because now that you see what Jannah is, you realize, oh my God, how much time I wasted. I deceived myself, not paying enough for this. I haven't done enough for this. And those who didn't well at all, they realize that, oh my God, I fooled myself. I missed this opportunity in the dunya. So no one should be wishing for themselves to die. But then comes an issue that might be controversial for many times. Wait a minute. How about Maryam alayhi salam? When Maryam was giving birth to Isa alayhi salam, what did she say? قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. I wish I was dead before this, and I was completely forgotten from this world. So wait a minute. Who is Maryam, jama'ah? You know who Maryam is? Who was she? Who is she even? She's the best of the best. Ya Maryam, Allah istafaki wa taharaki wa istafaki ala sa'il alameen. Like multiple purification, multiple status after status, elevate your status to the top. She's the best woman of al-Jannah, right? She's wishing for death. So the ulama, they say, look, first of all, even if it was a wish for death, our shara' has negated that already. Like if it was allowed in their time, in their sharia, it's no longer allowed in our sharia. And our sharia surpasses that, so it cancels whatever was before. Just like we read in the Quran that for Sulaiman alayhi salam, the jinn did what to him? They built tamathil, statues and so on, which is for us in our deen, it's considered what now? Prohibited, completely. So that shara' man qablana, it's over. The second interpretation, they say, Maryam, when she asked for this, she wasn't wishing for death because of giving the birth for the child. No. So was wishing for death for what? Like, I wish I died in the state when I had no fitna, no trials. Like, she's in retrospect. Like, is it permissible for someone to die on a state of iman that once they had before? Like, I was more spiritual. So he said, I wish I can die in that state of iman, you know, that I had before. Which is what she said over here. قَبْلَ هَذَا. I wish I died in the time before when I was actually had no misfortune or nothing to worry about. She wasn't saying, I wish I die. When she said, I wish I was dead before this happened to me. So for us to wish to, you know, we've been dead in a better time, in a better situation in our lives, قَالُوا, this is jaz. But you cannot wish to die because of what's happening to you right now. That would be the prohibited. So Maryam didn't ask Allah to die because she was giving birth to this child. No, she was hoping that she was already dead before this test came to her, because she didn't know what the test was about. She knew that she's going to be given a special gift, and that child is going to be someone special. And even when she gave birth to him, she didn't know to what extent that was. But when the child spoke in her arms as a baby, that was it. It was very clear. His mission was very clear from the very beginning. So yeah, no one can use the example of Maryam to say, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, it's okay because Maryam did that. No, she didn't. She didn't ask for death. She wished that she was dead before, in a good state, without any trials, any fitna, and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But subhanAllah, finally, wallahi, akhwa, if we think about this hadith, I mean, who probably in our time today would, if you give justification to anybody to wish to be dead, who could that be today in our time? Our brothers and sisters in Gaza. But what do you hear from them? They come out from from under the rubble doing what? Resilient. Wallahi, we're staying. We are staying. We're going to continue to resist. We're going to do this. We're going to continue that. Like they would never wish death, because they know wishing death would give their enemy what? Pleasure. So no, we're not going to give him pleasure. We're going to live, and we're going to stay in our land, because it's our home, it's our place, and we are the indigenous people of that land. And subhanAllah, their iman is making them strong enough not to wish death in the most crucial circumstances. But we're fragile in this society. You lost your job, Allah musta'an. People, they take a machine gun, shoot everybody there, and then shoot themselves. Because they lost a job. Their bitcoins, they're gone. All my savings are gone. Oh my God. I wish I'm dead now. Right? Why, Jama'ah? Easy. Life is better than this. There is so much khair you can if you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you make dua, make sure to make to dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your life long with khair and with barakah. Which is why when you make dua for somebody for a long life, what do you say? Don't say, may Allah يعني, give you life. No. May Allah give you life with good deeds. Otherwise, good life, just like that, God knows what happens to it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all good, healthy life with good deeds, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? Yes. No. 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 Like the question, for example, somebody in a situation where they know if they stay alive, they'll be captured, tortured, maybe raped, this and that. Is it okay to kill themselves in a situation like this? Honestly, I can't give fatwa on this, because we're just speaking from theory. People on the ground, they know their circumstance better than anybody else. So they better ask their ulama, their mashayikh over there, really, because they know the circumstance. But generally speaking, killing yourselves is not allowed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. But definitely, enduring the hardship of going through a trial, or at least defend yourself, maybe during that time, you know, you get the shahada. But to kill themselves, just fear of being captured because of that, Allahu alam, it doesn't look like it's that's permissible. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Na'am. Yes? So is it okay to be happy when you're dying? Allah, I hope you're dying in goodness, inshallah ta'ala. You should be happy. Yeah, like the Sahaba used to say, you know, I'm going to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to be with my friend in Jannah, this and that, being very hopeful in that moment. Absolutely, of course. You're not going to be dying and just keep regretting, you know, my car, don't forget to wash it before, you know, you sell it. I mean, who's going to think about these things in a moment of death, Jama'ah? That's miserable. So yeah, being joyful in a moment of death because alhamdulillah, I think I've did well. But at the same time, feeling guilty for the mistakes I've done in my life. Those are two beautiful things to have in your heart in a moment like that. But being hopeful is more important. Wallahu a'lam. Yes?
Let's say like, can you pray for somebody who is suicide?
Can you help?
Like, can you pray for somebody?
Oh, can you pray for somebody who, you know, they killed themselves? Well, I mean, depends on the circumstances. If they were Muslims, meaning they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately went through some miserable circumstance that caused them to do that, we still make dua for them. We pray janazah for them. But if people did that to be glorified for that action, and they did that as a statement, so people, you know, they remember them because of what they've done. Some of the ulama, they say, you know, the leader of the community shouldn't be actually doing janazah for them. That somebody else do the janazah for them. Because now they didn't just end their lives because of their circumstances. No, they're making some sort of statement for it. And they're not supposed to be glorified for that. Wallaha. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.